Sunday. Next week I'll be around here just sharing the word of God, but also be together to celebrate the goodness of God. There's many topics I have to develop. And it was yesterday when the Reverend Nyondo was telling me that there is also English service, and he asked me if I could also share with you. And I tried to pick some of those topics so that you can share something from Titus chapter 2, 11 to 14. And really, I got the information that your service is not taking long, so I'd also be trying to adapt myself to that. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14. I read, "For the grace of God has been revealed, bringing salvation to all people. And we are instructed to turn from godless living and sinful pleasure. We should live in this heavy world with wisdom, righteousness, and the devotion to God, while we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our great God and the Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed. He gave his life to free us from every kind of sin, to clean us, and to make us his very own people, totally committed to doing good deeds." Amen. Just, I would like to talk about the grace and his impact on our life. The grace and his impact on our life. I know we talk about it, but everyone, there's a people are named grace, and everything which is happening in our life say, "Oh, this is the grace of God," and so and so. But what kind of grace are you talking about? And just we try to focus on those verses and try to see what God wants us to hear, what God wants us to take as words, as his recommendation, but also ask us to be committed to something. When you read this book of Titus, probably it's written by Paul, who is addressing to Titus, who he left in his land of Crete to complete the work they had already started. The time which Titus we have to focus on is about salvation, which is given by grace. But once this is reached by faith in Jesus Christ, it brings transformation, and which brings saved people to perform good deeds. The Bible says that the grace which revealed the way of salvation, means the grace brings us to salvation. But the salvation brings people to transformation. The grace is the way. The grace is the way for Christian or for people to achieve salvation. But the salvation which is talked about here is about being saved, is automatically saying being transformed. And being transformed is bringing us to good deeds. I don't know why the pastors choose those texts, But probably, as leaders, they try to understand themselves, how people, in their mind, in their daily life, they try to understand the grace. But the grace here, I don't know, somebody would help me. You know the bread? Yes, probably Sekera will help. The bread. What do we put the bread that the bread can be more big than just only when it's put in water? The we? Yeast. Yes, yeast. And probably let us try to think about the bread, which the one who is preparing this bread, try to think about this will be as he wants, to make it big. Probably in the bread they put yeast. And the salvation we are thinking about, it bring yeast in our life. It brings us to a change, to a transformation, to live the first life to the new life. And this new life engages us to live in another way than what the world is living. Second thing here, Paul is addressing to Titus, is about responsibility of preparing elders to maintain proper organization and the discipline. So there are things which Paul is addressing to Titus to do. One, teach people about salvation, but the salvation which is bringing transformation. And the people who are saying are saved, probably they need to see themselves in this process of transformation. Second thing is about teaching the elders, teaching those who are taking responsibility in the church. The third, the teaching which Titus is asked to do is about to consider different groups, various groups in the church, men, women, youth, in those different categories, as we saw in the church. When you came to the church, all of you, you are God's concern. Even you, women, they are God's concern. Men are God's concern. Youth are God's concern. And what is the concern of God to people? Is about bringing them to salvation. But the concern is not only the word salvation, is about transformation. The last thing which Paul is addressing to Titus is about teaching Christians to be good citizens in their countries, their area, to be good citizens. You know, most of the time, we want to be Christian. But in the matter of being a good citizen, sometimes it makes kind of contrast. You want to be Christian, but sometimes you want also to meet the world. You want to meet people who are not already saved. And I think good Christians are also good citizens. If people would like to see good citizen, if a politician, even other people would like to see good citizen, they must come in the church to see how we are believing, how we are behaving, how we are living. And the first place you could meet those good citizens could be in the church. Is it the case? Is it the case? Is it the case? This is what I would like just to say in the first thing about the address. Paul is addressing Titus to do those things. Salvation. Second thing about teaching. Third is about our different categories. But the last is about being good citizens. If we are going to province, you are going to, I don't know, different institutions you have. Or in the work. We would like to see those people who are in the church. I was just good when we are thinking here, there is a song I think that Jesus is capable to change us. Yes? Jesus is capable to change us. And the grace here, the grace which is brought by God, is about to bring people to change. And I want to tell you a story about Martin Luther King, who is a Baptist. He was saying, if you'd like to see a change to somebody, you need first to love him. Amen. If you want to see change, you are talking about change. If you want to see change in somebody, your friend, your wife, your leader, your, I don't know where you are working, you want to see change. First, you need to do what? To do what? To love him. And I think what God saw in us was that we were not good. We were rebellion to God. We're living in certain principles. But he loved us. By loving us, what he did, he first loved us. Amen. Amen. He saw us in this life, disorder life, the life which is not pleasing him. Instead of condemning us, instead of punishing us, he loved us. And this is the problem. The morning I was telling my wife, why there is war? Why there are people in conflict? Why there are people in hating? People are not loving each other. Why? The problem is, you want to see change to somebody, but you don't like to love them. And this is a big problem. You like to see somebody changing, but you don't take time to love this person. And I was preaching in the wedding, asking what love means. What love means? Young boys and young girls, you know what love means. You hear, I know you are Christian, you are already saved. But outside, love is about asking somebody to somebody. This is love. This is the general, how people think. I love you, but give me something. This is the way the people behave. This is the meaning of love. But the love of Jesus, the love of God, is about John chapter 3, verse 16, which is saying, you know, most of us, we are also French background. Sometimes I will not say it in English easily. But the love of God was shown the moment he gave all he has. Yes? God gave what he had as precious. Something which precious to him was Jesus. So the love of Jesus, the love of God, was about giving, not asking. The love was about sacrifice. Was not intending getting something to somebody. And Martin Luther is saying, if you would like to see change to somebody, you need first to love what? To love him. And this is the grace. Sacrifice. Love is about sacrifice. Love is about patience. Love is about accepting. Love is about accepting differences. Love is about accepting somebody who is not good so that tomorrow can change because you love him. I remember I was in university at Pejel many years ago. And I have a friend. He was not really quiet. And so he was behaving somehow. And many of my friends, many of our people were praying together. He was just doubting about my life. Why are you living with this man? How can you support this man this way? I said, no, this is a person who needs to be loved. No, you must have also a problem. Yes, God has a problem to love us. Yes? God has a problem. How can you love bad people? God has a problem. In the reality, in the normal life, normal behavior, God is not understandable. It's not understandable. In normal life, God is not understandable. How can you love a killer? How can he love a prostitute? But this is the way God wants us to consider life of others. This is about grace. And the grace we receive, in this grace God wants us also to give to others. But this is the case where we are living. And we like praising, we like preaching, but what about sacrifice? What about considering others? Yes, the love of God was extreme. And this love is instructing us to turn off what? Or from wrongdoing. The love of God is asking us to turn from wrongdoing. The love of God is asking us to turn from wrongdoing. Because this grace, as it is saying, become a teacher, instructor, the grace become instructor to our life. And I want to finish. But today, okay, I'm not very old, but I'm not very young. I'm the middle. I'm the middle, 55 in the middle, probably. But I have been in primary school, I've been in secondary school, I've been in university, and still today I'm still learning. Because I want to perform more and more and more. I'm reading books. I came here just to preach. If you come where I'm staying here in Tuneco, you deserve. I came, it's like I'm traumatized. I have with me. A lot of books, around 10 books. I don't know when I will be reading them. But I want to learn something again. I want to learn more. I want to perform more. How do you see people outside here? Businessman. Somebody who have millions. He want to get more. He want to perform more. What about spiritual life? What about spiritual life? How are we performing in spiritual life? Somebody knows that one day he was drinking, so he stopped drinking, so he became super spiritual guy. Somebody was a prostitute, he has finished just those things, but he becomes more spiritual. If you ask him about growing, you are talking about changing. So if I ask you, what did you change last Sunday when you hear the word of God? What did you change in 3 months? What did you change in 6 months already? What happened? We are learning. We want to perform more. We want to become very, I don't know what more many things. But what about God's word? What about God's life? If I can just enumerate some things. You are living in daily life. What about you? Okay, you don't drink, or if you drink, it's a sin. You don't do anything. But what about repentance? Are the people repent today? Are the people repenting? Are the people forgiving? Are the people accepting reconciliation between families and in the work, in the different positions? So it's if about improving life. It's the grace become a teacher. You have to live, we have to work with this teacher all our life. To move ahead, every time. You don't need just every day to be with somebody, but already the teacher is there, the grace, which become our instructor, our pedagogue, to tell us how we change every day. How we perform our life, so that when people see us, they can praise the Lord. When people see us, they can say, I need also to change. And they are living in the dark world, where it's very dark. If you go outside, you will see what is happening. So, The word of God this morning is telling us the grace became an instructor since we received Jesus as our Savior. We are not living a grace with the chief. I don't like the way people are saying. You know, we're still in the world. We're still sinners. Who are not sinning? This is a good music for people to sin. Who cannot sin? Who are not sinning? Who are not doing? Why not saying, try to see that there are people who are trying to move ahead and imitate those, not to think about who are doing or looking like this. Why not imitating those who are making like this? And this is why you are coming here. And this is why you are worshiping. It's why you came just to hear the word of God. How do we perform? Is grace become your instructor for life? When you are at home with your wife, you remember that the grace is there as an instructor. And the instructor, the grace, we receive the grace by hearing the word of God. The word of God, we are convinced by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us just to accept, to surrender, and accept God to be our God. To accept Jesus to be our Savior. To accept this grace to become our instructor. And changing every day. So if you come to the church, the pastor can be happy. Probably the Christian can be happy because the pastor is also performing. The pastor can be happy for Christian because they are also performing. Your wife can be happy because you are performing. Because you receive Jesus. And Jesus who came from the grace. From the love. Which love? Love which presents us the way God makes sacrifice. He gives what he has for us. Can we give something to other people? Can we accept others like they are? First love them and let them come to Jesus. How are we shining outside? Are we shining or also dark? But the word of God is telling us that at the end, we are living this world. We are living this faith. We are saved today, but we will be also saved again. We are saved today. And the end salvation, which is the return of Jesus to take us, will depend to this salvation we are living today. And this salvation, if we are not living it as God wants us to live it, we will not attain this last salvation. May God bless you as you continue to think about the salvation, as you are thinking about the great grace, as you are thinking about changing, want to change others, you start by loving them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this occasion you gave us to be in this parish of CBCA in town. We pray for the congregation. We pray for our lives so that you help us to understand what is grace and what you want us to know, but also to practice. The life of Christianity, our spiritual life, will not be in talking only, it's but practice. You do it, and you prepare already the good words, the good deed, which will be practicing. You prepare everything. Bless everybody. Continue to be with us. Let us, everybody, think about changing, but also be a light for this world which is in dark. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.